57th lesson. The automobile.
There is one area where Britain and the USA differ greatly, both in terms of attitudes and vocabulary, and that is the automobile, or motor car. The distances and the lifestyle in America are such that it's almost unthinkable to live without a car. Cities such as Los Angeles are built around it, and public transportation in many areas of the states lags far behind the needs of the population.
The ultimate urban monument to the automobile is Detroit, known as Motor City, the center of the automotive industry.
Industrial mass production originated in the car industry with the birth of the Ford Model T.
Since that time, the freedom of movement that a car offers has become the birthright of all Americans.
Highways thousands of miles long cut across the country from east to west, and from north to south, and the visitor has the impression of a society constantly on the move.
It is difficult to gain an idea of the sheer scale of the country. People regularly travel 100 miles for a party, and to drive from one end of Los Angeles to the other can take over 4 hours.
The vocabulary connected with the automobile differs quite significantly from that in Britain.
Listen to these imaginary conversations. The British equivalents for the American words appear in the appendix.
I need gas. Let's pull over.
This is the full-service island.
I know. I need some lube.
Hi there. What'll it be?
Fill the tank with regular, please.
Unleaded?
Of course.
There you go. Want me to check the oil?
Yeah, I need at least a quart.
Let's see. What else?
Will you clean the windshield, please? And take a look at the shocks while you're at it.
Sure thing. There you go. That'll be $15.40. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Damn, I have a flat.
Hey, this is weird. There's no spare tire in the trunk.
Of course not, dummy. This is an imported car. The trunk's under the hood.
I wondered what the engine was doing at the back.
Excuse me, how do I get downtown?
Take the San Bernardino Freeway and come off at the second off-ramp. Make a right at the lights and carry straight on. You can't miss it. Just follow the traffic jams.
Hey, slow down. You're doing 60. Oh, hell. The highway patrol. They're telling us to pull over. Good morning, officer. What can I do for you?
Sir, do you realize you were breaking the speed limit? Let me see your driver's license, please. Is this your car?
No, officer. It's a rental.
Maybe that's why it has no turn signals. I'm going to give you a ticket for speeding, but do remember the highway code.
Exercises.
There you go. That'll be $25. Have a nice day.
The American automotive industry used to lag far behind its nearest competitors.
What a weird movie.
I thought it was really dumb.
I was impressed by the sheer size of the project.
Hi there, what'll it be?
I'm out of gas.
Will you check the water and oil while you're at it?